Stand by for the fastest 60 minutes in Jewish radio. It's time for the Jewish Experience. And it's the month of Kislev, the month of miracles. Expect a miracle every day. Hi, I'm Hirsch DeLynn, and you are tuned in to Pittsburgh's only Jewish radio program, The Jewish Experience. The parsha this week is Vayetze. This week sees Jacob, or Yaakov, journeying to Haran in search of a wife. Hey, after living in South Carolina for so many years, when it came time to get married, I could really relate to that kind of travel. But I digress. Jacob comes to a place where he rests, goes to sleep, dreams about a ladder where angels are climbing and descending. God tells him that the land he's sleeping on is promised to his descendants. So he travels on and he meets his uncle Laban, where he is told that he has to work 7 years to earn his younger daughter Rachel, which he willingly does. The only problem is that after 7 years, he was given his older daughter, Leah, and told that he could also marry Rachel if he agreed to work another 7 years. Boy, where are the attorneys when you need them, huh? And here's where the 12 tribes of Israel get their start. First, Leah gives birth to six of them: Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, Issachar, and Zebulun. Then Rachel's handmaiden, Bilhah, gives birth to Dan and Naphtali. And then Leah's handmaid, Zilpah, gives birth to Gad and Asher. And finally, Rachel herself gives birth to Yosef, the last one, Binyamin, coming much later. But now, after 14 years, Yaakov wants to leave, but Laban keeps urging him to stay. Laban realized that much of what he got came from Yaakov. So finally, Yaakov had to sneak away. Laban catches up with him, and a pact is made. Finally, Yaakov makes it back to the Holy Land and is met by angels. And speaking of angels, our angelic staff is back, bringing you the best in educational Jewish radio, with musical moish, Rabbi Meir Goldwasser, Rabbi Yosef Eisen, and Mr. Bordelin. So sit back and enjoy 60 minutes of the best Jewish radio in Pennsylvania. We'll have your community announcements and mazel tovs, along with current news, fresh from Israel National Radio, coming up on the half hour. Special guest today is Mr. Label Combe, the creator, producer, and director of the innovative and successful adventure series for children, The Adventures of Agent Emmis. His company, Real Jewish Entertainment, has just released his fifth episode, Agent Emmis and the Happy Hanukkah, the most ambitious and exciting episode just in time for Hanukkah. Don't even think of touching that radio dial. And don't forget to take time now to make a resolution to support Jewish radio in Pittsburgh. You can sponsor your favorite segment each week for a reduced rate. Send an email to jewishexperience@verizon.net, or you can give us a call, 412-979-5770, and we'll let you in on all the details. If you want to hear us on the air each week, you should write a check now and become a partner in this exciting endeavor. Rabbi Goldwasser's Torah lesson is sponsored by Reb Yisrael Zerlo, and his story segment is sponsored by a Jewish cowboy offering Stetson hats. The community news and announcements is sponsored by Kramer's Windows and Glass Block. The popular Feminine Perspective is available for sponsorship, as is Rabbi Eisen's Moment in Jewish History. Remember, if you enjoy listening to our program, your financial support is critical to making this program available to you in your homes each week. Entire staff does work hard to bring you the best in Jewish programming, but we rely on your generous support. And as always, we thank our regular sponsors, Burton Hirsch Funeral Home, Next Generation Financial Services, First Mariner Bank, Pittsburgh Simcha Orchestra, and Artistic Photography. Don't forget to ask for a special gift of a beautiful refrigerator magnet that is yours free when you call us at 412-979-5770 or send us an email at jewishexperience@verizon.net. Don't forget, candlelighting time this week, still getting earlier, is no later than 4:36 p.m. And in this month of miracles, the month of Kislev, it's a miracle, but we have musical moish on remote.
You mean people are listening in right now?
Right now.
You mean there are thousands of people tuned into our radio show on a Friday afternoon?
They got their ears glued to the radio.
That is absolutely wonderful and exciting. Well, I'm in the mood for Shabbos. I hope you are, and I hope our entire audience is. So let's get you going. It's a Friday afternoon air of Shabbos with our little Miami boys.
אנחנו בצאצאינו, בצאצאים אחד, בצאצאים אחד, 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 בית ישראל. כולנו יודעים שמך, לומדי תורתך, לומדי תורתך נשמע. היי, כולנו, כולנו יודעים שמך, לומדי תורתך, תורתך.
Rabbi Goldwasser's Parsha segment this week is sponsored by Reb Yisrael Zerlo in honor of the Refuah Shlema of Klal Yisrael for the healthy recovery of all the people of Israel. And now, our resident rabbi, Rabbi Meir Goldwasser.
This week's Sedra, Parshas Vayetze, tells how Yaakov left the peace and security of Be'er Sheva, where he had lived a life of Torah study and prayer, and set out on the journey to Choron, to his deceitful uncle Lavan. On the way, Yaakov lay down to rest and arranged some rocks around his head to protect himself from wild beasts. A question arises in one's mind. If Yaakov was afraid of being harmed by wild animals, why didn't he surround his entire body with stones? If, on the other hand, he trusted in Hashem to protect him, why then did he encircle his head? The significance of Yaakov's encircling his head may be found in a Hasidic interpretation of the verse in Tehillim, "If you will eat of the labor of your hands, happy will you be, and it will be well with you." The emphasis in this verse is on the labor of your hands. Working for a livelihood, whatever form the work may take, can be in one of two ways. The labor of one's hands, when one works faithfully with his hands, yet does not submerge his entire personality in his occupation. His mind remains free, and even during business hours, His thoughts often center around those matters that are close to his inner self. The second way is the labor of one's head. When one's mind is totally preoccupied with his business affairs, he has no time for family, for friends, or even for himself. His whole being is completely absorbed in his business. Yaakov knew that he was leaving the yeshiva environment of Be'er Sheva, leaving a life of Torah study and prayer, a life of holiness, a life of spirituality, and heading for a diametrically opposed kind of life. He was destined to be Lavan's shepherd, to be constantly occupied with his task day and night. As Yaakov himself later said, "By the day, drought consumed me, and the frost by night, and my sleep departed from my eyes." Yaakov therefore endeavored to protect his head, not to lose himself entirely in his occupation, but to keep his mind free to dwell on higher things, on Torah study and prayer that were dear to him. This is the significance of the fact that he encircled his head with these stones. The Rebbe Maharash enjoined his followers to occupy their minds with Torah thoughts wherever they walked in the street. One businessman asked the Rebbe in amazement how such a difficult thing was humanly possible. Replied the Rebbe, "If it's possible to think of business thoughts during davening, then it certainly is possible to have thoughts of Torah and prayer in the street."
Retirement can be a wonderful reward for years of hard work, but it can also be stressful as you deal with questions about how to maintain your standard of living while protecting what you worked so hard for. What if I told you that you could generate extra cash flow without touching a penny of your savings, investments, or current income? If you or someone you love is 62 years or older and owns their own home, they may be able to take advantage of a federally regulated program called a home equity conversion mortgage or reverse mortgage. Seniors all across the U.S. are using reverse mortgages to increase their cash flow for purchasing long-term care insurance, putting grandkids through college, making charitable donations, paying off credit card debt, paying for prescription drugs, buying vacation homes, and paying for much-needed home repair. Call for a free copy of the Homekeeper Mortgage Consumer Fact Sheet today. Get the facts and help yourself and your family through a reverse mortgage. Call Andy at 412-562-2220 for a free copy while supplies last. Again, that number is 412-562-2220 for your free copy of the Homekeeper Mortgage Consumer Fact Sheet. First Mariner Bank is an equal housing lender. All around us, life is moving faster and faster. Things are changing all the time, and it's a comfort to know in your time of need that at Burton Hirsch Funeral Home, the Jewish tradition continues. Burton Hirsch Funeral Home has served the Pittsburgh Jewish community since 1947 and has recently remodeled its entire facility to better serve you. Burton Hirsch Funeral Directors are members of the Jewish Funeral Directors Association and work closely with area rabbis to ensure that your needs as a Jewish family are totally met. Their attentive and compassionate guidance results in treating each family as their own. I personally met with Michael Hilgefort. And did you know that Burton Hirsch Funeral Home is even involved with community educational programs to ensure that Jewish families know what to do to have a proper burial? In your time of special need, call Squirrel Hill's only Jewish funeral home, Burton Hirsch, at 412-521-2600. That's 412-521-2600. They welcome your request to visit and tour their state-of-the-art facilities. Burton Hirsch Funeral Home, proud sponsors of the Jewish Experience, 412-521-2600. Now it's time for a moment in Jewish history with the author of Miraculous Journey, Rabbi Yosef Eisen.
An episode took place in Lavan's house that bears an uncanny resemblance to the Jewish experience throughout the ages. The verses are in Bereishis chapters 30 to 31. Verse 30. "You, Lavan, had very little before I came, but since then it has increased and become very substantial." Parallel in Jewish history. Jews build up country. Verse 43. "The man Yaakov became tremendously wealthy." Jews prosper in exile. Chapter 31, verse 1. And he heard that Laban's sons were saying, Yaakov has taken everything belonging to our father, and has become rich by taking our father's property. Jews are accused of exploiting the country despite earning their wealth honestly. Verse 7. Your father swindled me and changed his mind about my pay at least 10 times, but God would not let him harm me. Jews prosper despite all restrictions and discriminatory laws. Verses 36 through 42. Yaakov argued with Laban, What is my crime? What did you find from your house? Never once did I take a ram from your flocks as food. Jews try to prove their innocence to their anti-Semitic accusers. Verse 43, Laban replied, The daughters are my daughters, the flocks are my flocks, all that you see is mine. Jewish entreaties fall on deaf ears. All that happened to Yaakov happened to Yosef. A quote from Rashi in Chumash Bereishis, chapter 37, verse 2. The events of Yosef's life likewise reverberate throughout Jewish history. Rabbinic tradition teaches that as a punishment for the 10 brothers' sale of Yosef, 10 great sages, including Rabbi Akiva, were brutally executed by the Romans. The wife of Potiphar falsely imprisoned Yosef in Egypt on trumped-up charges of immorality. Likewise, Christians in the Middle Ages killed their own children and accused innocent Jews of ritual murder. And in the United Nations, Israel stands accused of the most heinous crimes by nations such as Syria and Iran, who have massacred countless numbers of their own citizens. In addition, Yosef's rise to power in Egypt is the first of many cases of Jews succeeding in a foreign country. Yosef died in Egypt in 2309 at the age of 110, having served as the divine conduit for bringing Yaakov's family to Egypt to escape hunger in the land of Israel. This is Rabbi Yosef Eisen wishing you a very happy Shabbos.
So there you have it. Thanks, Rabbi Eisen.
סימונים של האומו, אומו, הקידוש שוב. בשנים ורחמנים גויים לחצבים.
This week's news segment is brought to you by Kramer's Windows and Glass Block. When your requirements call for replacement windows or glass block, call Ed at 412-848-2262. That's 412-848-2262. Now, from the largest independent news organization in the Middle East, here's Ernie Singer with Israel National News.
A no-confidence vote looming in the Knesset on Monday over reports Thursday and Friday that El Al Israel Airlines would be flying into Shabbat. United Torah Judaism member of Knesset Rabbi Moshe Gafni turning to the management of El Al to prevent Sabbath desecration, fearing continuation of flights into the Sabbath due to the delays caused by this past week's one-day public sector strike, which closed the nation's international airport and resulted in significant delays. Gafni stating there was ample time to accommodate stranded passengers and no reason or justification for Sabbath desecration, calling on the airline to halt operations before the Sabbath. Security officials expected to tell the cabinet on Sunday not to expand the partial ceasefire by Israel and most Gaza terrorists to the eastern PLO-assigned area as requested by United States Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice this past week. The officials say such a truce will in fact increase terror activity in Judea and Samaria. A Qassam rocket fired from the northern Gaza Strip landing in the western Negev Friday morning. No injuries or damage reported. According to Army Radio and the Ma'ariv Daily, in a Tuesday night closed-door meeting with European Union diplomats, Prime Minister Ehud Olmert said that Israel would not accommodate Hezbollah requests at any price. The Prime Minister quoted as saying that Israel will not release prisoners in exchange for bodies. Since their capture by Hamas and Hezbollah in June and July, respectively, captive soldiers Gilad Shalit, Ehud Goldwasser, and Eldad Regev have not been seen by anyone. While it is presumed they are alive, they were all wounded in the attacks that led to their capture, and the terror organizations have not permitted anyone to visit them to confirm their status, not even representatives of the International Red Cross. The Movement for Quality Government will ask for a new hearing on formation of an independent inquiry into government and military shortcomings during this summer's war in Lebanon. The 7-judge panel of Israel's Supreme Court voting 4-3 on Thursday against a petition by the movement and the Ometz organization to form such a panel. The tribunal critical of the government's refusal to appoint an independent commission to investigate the war, but did not see fit to interfere with the government-appointed Vinograd Commission of Inquiry. The Almog Commission, submitting the next phase of its investigation into the Hezbollah terrorist abduction of reservist Goldwasser and Regev, which sparked the war. Despite criticism of all levels of the military, no personal recommendations expected this time. Galilee Division Commander Gal Hirsch challenging the blame placed on him in the first phase of the probe. Hezbollah Chief Sheikh Hassan Nasrallah telling his followers to take to the streets of Beirut Friday in what he called a nonviolent start of a strike to topple the Lebanese government. Prime Minister Fouad Senior of Lebanon saying there will be no coup and sending government troops out for crowd control. Supreme Court Chief Justice Dorit Beneš has issued a statement criticizing the frequency in which the justice minister has been changed. Her statement was prompted by this past week's decision by the Prime Minister not to renew the mandate of Housing Minister Meir Shetri to be acting justice minister and to hand the post over to Foreign Minister Tzipi Livni, who was the more recent of the two to be justice minister before Chaim Ramon suspended himself because of the unwanted kiss case now being tried in court. The Prime Minister will reinstate Ramon if Ramon is acquitted. Beneš said the ministry is not fulfilling its responsibilities regarding the appointment of judges taxes, advancing of legislation, and other significant responsibilities. Ahead of a decision expected this week by Omer to appoint a welfare minister, three political parties say the portfolio should go to them. Labor Party Chairman Amir Peretz putting in a bid on Thursday. Jerusalem Affairs Minister Yaakov Edri of the Kadima Party saying that the Prime Minister should retain the ministry for Kadima, where Olmert and former Prime Minister Ariel Sharon held the position. Olmert had been holding the ministry open for the United Torah Judaism Party. Edri adding that Labor already has the number of portfolios agreed upon when it joined the coalition. Shas demanding the position now that it looks like United Torah Judaism won't be joining the coalition. The Movement for Quality Government recently petitioning the Supreme Court to end the lack of a full-time minister, which has lasted 2 years. Do you need another reason why the left is dangerous for Israel? Avi engages a leftist in debate on a special 2-hour edition of The Mechanic, on demand on the internet at IsraelNationalRadio.com. Shabbat Yud Aleph for the 11th of Kislev on the Jewish calendar, and the weather forecast clear on Friday, slightly cooler on Shabbat, no significant change Sunday and Monday. In Jerusalem Friday, 18 degrees centigrade, 64 Fahrenheit. At the Red Sea, 24 degrees centigrade, 75 Fahrenheit. The Dead Sea and Haifa, 23 degrees centigrade, 73 Fahrenheit. Ernie Singer, Israel National Radio.
We want to wish our brothers and sisters in the Holy Land a very peaceful and restful Shabbat.
Take a look at the Mazel Tovs this week in this month of miracles. Adam and Sarah Rothschild on the birth and bris of their son, Yisrael Ezra. Also, Miss Rivka Kranz and Mr. Peretz Abramowitz on their recent marriage. Hungry for Torah? Downtowners Lunch and Learn this Tuesday, December 5th. At 12:15 at Ainsman and Levine. Call the Kolo for more information, 412-420-0220. Self-defense, a Jewish perspective, continuing legal education if you need it, class for lawyers, but it's not just for lawyers. Monday, December 11th, 11:45 at lunchtime, you can talk. 12:00 to 1:00 is the class at Buchanan Ingersoll in Rooney. Call Rabbi Zvi Silver for more information or to register, 412-420-0220. The Alvin Weinberg Father and Son Learning Program, 7:15 to 8 p.m. This is the last week after Shabbos is over at the Kolo Jewish Learning Center. Pizza and prizes for grades 1 to 8. Don't forget the Breakfast Club Sunday mornings, 8 a.m. for men and women at the Kolo Jewish Learning Center. On Saturday, December 2nd at 7 p.m., the ZOA Pittsburgh District will present the film Obsession. The dynamic documentary uses images from Arab TV rarely seen in the West to reveal an insider's view of the hatred, their incitement of global jihad, and their goal of world domination. It's open to the public, but seating is limited. So please RSVP at 412-421-6660 or email at zoa.att.net. 412-421-6660 or email at zoa.att.net. The Meeting of Food Addicts and Recovery Anonymous meets at Shari Torah every Sunday evening from 7 to 8:30 p.m. Very successful recovery group for people who cannot control their eating and or their weight. For more information, call Ilana at 412-422-2224. And if you'd like to have your Mazel Tovs on our program, you can call us at 412-979-5770 or email us at jewishexperience@verizon.net by noon on Monday for that week's program. And don't forget, candlelighting time this week, no later than 4:36 p.m.
Dear Mr. President, as a believer in the Bible, you know that the Jewish people were given the land of Israel not because of a UN declaration, but because of a declaration from God. The Bible says God owns the world. There is room for everyone, but He promised Israel to His chosen people. Hence the name, the Promised Land. As you are aware, Mr. President, the Bible stipulates that the eternal boundaries of this Promised Land includes everything west of the Jordan River. So to suggest now that a Palestinian state be carved from the West Bank and Gaza, land specifically included in God's promise, is wrong. It's time for America, one nation under God, to support the entire land of Israel. Because the Promised Land was promised forever. Sincerely yours, BelieversOfTheBible.org.
kid is always looking for truth. When a favor is threatened, Agent Emmis always gets the proof.
And we're very excited today to have with us the creator, the producer, the writer, and the director of the Children Adventure series, Agent MS and the Happy Hanukkah. And his name is Label Cohn. He's with us today. Label?
Hi, Hirsch. Hey. It's a real pleasure to talk to you again.
Well, it's great to have you in the program. We had you on, I guess, what, a couple months ago, talking about Agent MS and another series that you had, which was Agent MS and the Giant Ego. This time you're in your fifth run, your fifth series, Agent MS and the Happy Hanukkah. So, tell us a little bit about where this idea came from and how it's adding to the whole adventure series.
Well, you know, every idea, it's hard to determine exactly where it begins and where it ends. But here I think I had an idea, first of all, to feature Agent Emmis's singing talent. The boy who plays Agent Emmis happens to be my son, Sholem Bear. Uh-huh. And I wanted to really make a musical episode. So you start with the idea of a musical episode. Well, how do you get to the part where they're singing the music? So then you build a plot around a singer getting kidnapped and Agent Emmis having to rescue him. So it all kind of came out of that. And I wanted to do something on Hanukkah also because Hanukkah is such a big holiday, and if you're making any product for the Jewish market, you really have to have a Hanukkah edition.
Sure.
So I decided to incorporate Hanukkah into the episode. It all takes place during the time of Hanukkah, and anyone who has seen the DVD knows, or all of you who will soon get it will know, soon know, that we end with a bunch of Hanukkah songs.
Right.
So it's a really nice way to end the episode.
Sure. You can sit around the Hanukkah lights and enjoy the music, and it is a very aggressive also series, I might add. I've noticed there's quite a bit of special effects that are in this, and I notice each time you do one, it seems that your special effects get more and more more and more creative, more and more aggressive. So do you have somebody working with you on that, or is this totally you?
Well, I get help when I can, but mm-hmm. since I do everything on a shoestring, a lot of the special effects I really do have to do myself, and it's been a learning curve. And one of the reasons that you mentioned that the special effects get more elaborate with each episode is because I get more confidence in my ability to do them.
Right, right. Yeah, it certainly comes out that way. And for those who may not know what the whole concept of Agent Emmis is, give us a very quick, sketchy background of the setup.
Well, Agent Emmis was conceived to be the first adventure series for Jewish kids
mm-hmm.
because there's nothing out there on the market which is specifically geared towards that audience.
Sure.
I came up with the idea of a little Jewish spy who wears a black hat and sunglasses and a fake mustache, and he goes out and he solves, you know, it ends up being mysteries, but generally plots by the bad guy,
right.
who is known as Dr. Lotov, which right. means no good in Hebrew,
sure.
for all you Hebrew aficionados out there. And Dr. Lotov, in each episode conceives one plot or another to prevent Jews from doing Jewish things.
Okay, and I notice also because of its educational content, it also teaches kids in spite of themselves. They're getting to watch something that's fun, that keeps them engaged, and yet they're learning something at the same time. Is that true?
In this day and age, Hirsch, there's no better way to teach a kid than through something that's entertaining and in a language that they understand, which in our case is the media, the visual
sure.
media.
Sure.
And if you can entertain them and at the same time pass along key Jewish values and concepts, I don't think there's anything more valuable in today's day and age, which is one of the reasons why, although this was conceived initially as a series that would appeal to children from more observant backgrounds,
right.
I've discovered that kids from all Jewish backgrounds are enjoying the series and therefore learning.
Well, we have had on our website, of course, you can hear the Jewish Experience Radio program worldwide, and we do have a lot of listeners that are in different areas of the country and have heard our first interview with Agent Emmis and have actually ordered your video from that concept at your website, which I think is agent-ms.com.
That's right.
And these are non-Jews. Some of these people are non-Jews, and they really enjoy the just because it's fun for the kids and it's fun to watch.
Yeah, well, I also try to make it fun for the adults, and I think especially. I'm sorry, that must be my agent calling, but we'll ignore him for now. I've tried very hard to make something that can appeal to wide variety of age groups. And with this latest episode, all I'm hearing is positives from
right.
everybody.
You know, and one of the things I want to mention, too, is it's, when you say it's for all age groups, one of the our age group, and you and I are pretty close in age, one of our age group, we can certainly pick up on the fact that you have borrowed heavily from other past TV shows and other things that have showed this kind of stuff like Get Smart. We see evidence of that. We see Godzilla. We see, excerpts from things that are transformed and kind of made interesting in these videos. Is that kind of where you get that inspiration from?
If you can call that inspiration.
You know what? But for the older people that watch it, it's very funny because that they can relate to. I mean, the younger kids, it's like watching cartoons when you're a young kid and you're watching them and they're entertaining. But you watch cartoons as an adult and you can see all the innuendos that these people have written into these cartoons. And it's even funnier as an adult than it was as a kid.
There's one key difference. You tell you look at a Bugs Bunny cartoon, okay? Kids like Bugs Bunny because of What's Up, Doc, and adults like it because, the truth is there's a lot of times what we consider to be inappropriate innuendo going on mm-hmm. in these cartoons. Nudge, nudge, wink, wink, we adults really get it type of stuff.
Right, right, but the kids don't.
Right, and the kids don't, so that makes it good for the adults and it makes it good for the kids. But I can't really get away with that, nor would I necessarily want to get away with
sure.
that. But I think it's a real trick to entertain adults and still keep it clean.
Oh, absolutely. But what I'm saying is more what I'm talking about is when the kid walks through the door and he's got the door closing behind him, that's kind of like the Get Smart thing. And
right. The adults who have seen those
right.
shows will, get the reference.
Well, the whole concept of you have these two groups of Eros International, which is the bad guys, and Tov Ma'od, which is the good guys, is like, in Get Smart where you have Chaos and what was the other
one? Good guys. I don't
yeah.
even remember.
I don't remember what the good one was. But anyway, that's the kind of thing I'm talking about, which that can definitely transcend, generations. And I think that's what makes it such a powerful series.
Yeah, and as the series has gone on also, Hirsch, I'd like to think I've moved into different, references, different influences, and each one is really not only a story unto itself, but almost a genre unto itself.
Sure. And I have to tell you that traveling around the country as I do and going to different communities, I've seen kids come up and recite to me just about every line of this thing, in all the different episodes, and they love it, they remember it, and they hopefully learn some values from it.
And for our listeners out there who may not know it, why would someone approach the host of The Jewish Experience and quote lines from Agent Emmis? Because Hirsch is one of our main actors.
I'm actually the kid's father. I don't even know he's Agent Emmis. I haven't figured that out yet. But he's my son, and he is, and it's been fun doing it. And I hope we've had a positive effect on people. That's been really the
I know
key.
We have. I was just at the annual convention of Chabad Shluchim, Chabad emissaries, where 3,000 Lubavitch rabbis basically turn up in Crown Heights to trade notes. And there's a resource fair. So I was there hawking my new DVD. And I think this year more than any other, certainly more than the first couple when they hadn't heard of me, men were coming up and saying that they specifically came because they had to get Agent Emmis. They had to get the new one. Their kid wasn't going to let them come home without it. It's become really, it's like a passion.
Right, that's excellent, and that's important. I think it's something that you really blaze some new territory here, and I think it's exciting for the Jewish world, observant, non-observant, whatever, just to see these things, and even the non-Jewish world to get into it. So, as a final wrap up, is this the last Agent Emmis?
Well, it's funny you should mention it.
We have an exclusive here on the Jewish Experience.
I had thought that it would be, but I ended the episode in an ambiguous manner.
Of course.
Deliberately so, to allow myself room to do another episode, or more than one other episode.
Mm-hmm.
There's, quite a bit of challenges that confront me in considering continuation of the series, not the least of which is the fact that I can no longer use my son Shulman Bear as Agent Emmis.
Sure.
If I can figure out all of those technical issues, I think the series should probably go on. Now, whether it's me writing it or finding someone else to do it or direct it, that's another story. Because I'm a little bit burned out just because I just think, that, you know, the nature of an artist is not that he wants to do the same thing over and over again.
Right, right. It's too formula.
Yeah.
And that's happened with a lot of other things, and it's interesting that you see that. But I think it's still very powerful, and I hope you'll continue or at least consider continuing with it. If people want to order DVDs, how do they do it?
They can call 888-MS-123. They can go down to their local Judaica store. In our case, in Pittsburgh, that would be Pinsker's on Murray Avenue.
Mm-hmm.
They can log on to my website at agent-ms.com, and they can order, and I'll ship you a copy. They could even go on Amazon.
All right. Well, that's an exciting series coming out, and I hope everybody will get a chance to get themselves a copy.
Agent MS and the Happy Hanukkah.
Right. I want to thank our special guest, Mr. Label Cohn, creative, producer, and director of the Children Adventure Series, Agent MS, and this time Agent MS, the fifth episode, and the Happy Hanukkah. Thanks for being with us.
Yeah, thanks, Hirsch. And because you did the interview, maybe I'll consider keeping you in the series.
I'm looking forward to that. More people just, telling me I live in their house with them for the last 6 months and comments like that. It's been fun.
All right. Good job.
Take care. Have a good Shabbos. Take care. Bye-bye.
Mitzvos back him up when Nemes gets the call. Secret Edge Demis is the kid who's always looking for proof when a babe was threatened. Aiden Demis always finds the
Now it's time to take a look at the feminine side of things with the feminine perspective. Here's Miss Devorah DeLynn.
There is a famous melody by the Mittler Rebbe called Lechatchila Ariber, which literally means to go up and over. People encounter obstacles all the time in their journey through life, and it might be easier to stop and get depressed when obstacles get in the way. However, there is nothing sweeter than a victory that was brought out through sheer perseverance. In Parshas Vayetze, we are told about an encounter with Yaakov Avinu and some shepherds. Yaakov is fleeing Esau's wrath when he comes to three flocks of sheep gathered by a well. A huge stone was covering the well. The shepherds would all gather together and heave the stone off when it was time to water their flocks. After, they would replace the stone and go on their way. The Chasam Sofer says that as this was Yaakov's first encounter on his journey into exile, this episode must be full of lessons that will enable us to survive in our galus. He teaches us that the well and its waters symbolize the vast depths of Torah. Just like the well was situated in an open field, so too the Torah is open to all those who want to learn it. The three flocks of sheep symbolize the three groups within Bnei Yisrael, the Kohanim, Levim, and Yisraelim. The Pasuk uses the word rovtzim, lying, to explain what the sheep were doing as they waited by the well. The Shoresh, the root of the word rovtzim, is rovetz, which is spelled resh, beis, tzadik. These letters stand for another characterization of the Jewish people, the resh for the rasha, the wicked ones, the beis for benonim, the average ones, and the tzadik for tzadikim, the righteous ones. The rock that was covering the well represents the Yetzer Hara, which is so difficult to budge from its evil standpoint. Take a closer look into the dialogue between the shepherds and Yaakov. Yaakov tells the shepherds, Lo eis he oseif hamikne, hashku hatzon, which literally means, this is not the time to gather the flocks together. Water your flocks. However, the word mikne, flocks, can also be translated as acquisitions, because the amount of flocks a person had used to be a sign of their wealth. If we translate the phrase according to this, it reads, This is not the time to acquire physical possessions. Water your flocks. In other words, don't waste your time trying to gather physical wealth. Water your flocks. Water the nation of Israel from the abundant wellsprings of Torah. Only this strategy is able to vanquish the stone of the Yetzer Hara. In the time of the third Beis HaMikdash, the stone will finally be removed from the well for good, and the Jewish people, along with the rest of mankind, will concentrate their energies on coming closer to Hashem and His Torah. Have a good Shabbos.
zakhnayni it's a toyva milfanecho
for another classic story from Rabbi Meir Goldwasser. Today's story is sponsored by a Jewish cowboy, Western PA's only Jewish hatter. Call 412-551-6749. 412-551-6749. And now, Rabbi Meir Goldwasser.
The Baal Shem Tov would have liked to remain unknown, to continue a life of solitude, of holy worship. But the time came for him to reveal himself to the world, for there was much to be done. One of the people who became known to the Baal Shem Tov was Rav Nissen, who was a tzaddik nister, a hidden tzaddik. The Baal Shem Tov would send him out with missions to save his fellow Jews, in body as well as in soul, and to spread Torah in isolated villages, especially among the simple folk, the unlearned people. Once, Reb Nissen came to the Baal Shem Tov, he was given a difficult mission. He was told that there was a certain Jewish soul which he must save. As you know, Count Radziwill owns the village of Harke, where you live. He has a good friend, Pierre Louis, a French nobleman, who is really a Jew who was estranged from his people in infancy. Each year, Count Radziwill invites the Pierre to his estate for hunting. The Baal Shem Tov handed Reb Nissen an envelope saying, "Wait until Pierre arrives, then open this envelope. It contains your further instructions." As soon as Reb Nissen approached Harkei, he noticed great activity. Everybody was getting ready to welcome the Count, who was returning from their hunt. But as soon as the Count set foot on the first step, he slipped on the icy stone and fell. In falling, the loaded revolver at his side went off, shooting him in the stomach. The Count's private physician rushed to his side and tried to stem the heavy flow of blood. He took the Count inside, laid him upon a bed, and examined the wound, but realized that it was too complicated for him to handle. A specialist was summoned at once. Meanwhile, the Count lay unconscious, constantly losing blood. He hovered between life and death. When the Jews of Harkei learned about the terrible accident, they were deeply grieved, for the Count was an excellent landlord, a benevolent person, who always treated them fairly. They gathered in their synagogues to pray for his recovery, Reb Nissen among them. In the confusion, he almost forgot about the Baal Shem Tov, but remembered just in time. He opened the letter with his instructions and read it. How amazing! The letter described a cure for exactly the type of pistol wound which the Count had suffered. Reb Nissen returned home, prepared the medicines according to the instructions, and then hurried to the home where the Count was lying in bed. It was the day after the accident. The Count lay unconscious, surrounded by several doctors, all of whom had despaired of his life. Reb Nissen entered the house, announcing that he had brought a special cure for the Count. He was met by Pierre, the Count's French friend. The latter took one look at Reb Nissen, at his beard and his payas, and laughed. "Do you really think that you can save the Count's life when all the specialists have failed to help him?" "There is no harm in trying, is there?" said Reb Nissen. "I have a preparation which I believe will do him much good." First he smeared a special cream on the wound. Then he put several drops of some potent medicine into the Count's half-open mouth. Within minutes, there was a marked improvement. The wound stopped bleeding and color returned to the white face. An hour later, the Count opened his eyes and looked around him. The doctors rubbed their eyes in astonishment. How could it be? It was no less than a miracle. Pierre was the most amazed. "What miracle drugs did you use to cure the Count?" they pressed Reb Nissen. He told him then all about the Baal Shem Tov and his amazing letter. He told them how this great and holy man was able to cure bodies as well as souls, how he helped people in many miraculous ways. The doctors listened. But even more entranced was Pierre Louis, the Count's friend. Noting his deep interest, Reb Nissen asked to speak to him privately. Reb Nissen told Pierre, "Your true name is Pesach Tzvi. You are named after your mother's grandfather, and you are a Jew. As a very young child, you were given over to non-Jewish parents. The Baal Shem Tov, in his divine intuition, knew all about you and has sent me to tell you that the time has come for you to rejoin your people. All of your past sins can be forgiven. Repentance is always possible. The decision is yours, however." Reb Nissen had performed his mission. He left Pierre Louis sitting there, thoroughly shaken, deep in thought. A few days later, he was back in Harkei. He headed for Reb Nissen's humble home and confided to the Tzaddik Nister that since the latter's talk with him, he had found no rest for his soul, and he was ready to take his rightful place among his people. This is Rabbi Meir Goldwasser wishing you all a good Shabbos.
As we wrap up another month of miracles, the month of Kislev edition of the Jewish Experience radio program, a couple of reminders. The Downtowners Lunch and Learn, Tuesday, December 5th at 12:15 at Ainsman and Levine's. And Self-Defense, A Jewish Perspective, Monday, December 11th. Call Rabbi Tzvi Silver for more information. The Alvin Weinberg Father and Son Learning Program, last one, 7 p.m. After Shabbos at the Kollel Jewish Learning Center. And the Breakfast Club continues Sunday mornings, 8 a.m. for men and women at the Kollel Jewish Learning Center. The meeting of Food Addicts and Recovery Anonymous, Shari Torah, every Sunday evening from 7 to 8:30. Call Ilan at 412-422-2224. And don't forget, Saturday after Shabbos at 7 p.m., the ZOA Pittsburgh District, the film Obsession. And you don't want to miss that. I've seen it. It's a pretty heavy-duty stuff. So Insider's View, Hatred, Global Jihad, the whole bit. You don't want to miss it. Program's open to the public. Seating is going to be limited. They are going to have a lot of people there. So RSVP at 412-421-6660 or email them at zoa.att.net. And don't forget, if you want to have your Mazel Tovs on our program, give us a call, 412-979-5770, or you can email us at jewishexperience@verizon.net by noon on Monday for that week's program. Don't forget, candlelighting time this week is no later than 4:36 p.m. So as the Shabbos approaches, I want to be sure to thank our special guest, Mr. Label Cohn, creator, producer, and director of the Children Adventure Series Agent Emmis and the Happy Hanukkah. And, of course, our faithful and cutting-edge staff, Rabbi Meir Goldwasser, Rabbi Yosef Eisen, MusicalMoist.com, Dr. Michael Shulman, Ms. Devorah DeLynn, and our engineer, Jeremy Bossy, for another outstanding show. It's been fun, but you know what? I'm done. Till next week, I'm Hirsch DeLynn. Have a wonderful and restful Shabbat.